This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, to the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs, and those bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving, too. Thanks for all you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, or you can follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. Or don't forget, you can check out our brand new website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. I added some things on there earlier today, so there's a couple more things that you can take advantage of over there at the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now on this Friday morning to start things out, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, we underscore those words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Okay, we'll cut right to the chase. The president was at the White House tonight, and they had a tremendous rally there, and they had demonstrators out on the street that were trying to be relevant. They really weren't until everything was over, and then they tried to be just a bunch of annoyance makers, if you will. But what did you think, first of all, of the speech, and did anything really kind of jump out at you during the course of the evening?
Well, Captain, first of all, I think that the setting was very good. It was on the South Lawn of the White House, of course, and the president was actually able to deliver a speech to real people. So it was very different contrast from Joe Biden in basically a closed room, essentially. So first of all, there was an energy there that wasn't present in Joe Biden's speech. But that being said, I think what really stood out to me, Captain, is that this speech delineated the clear choices that the American people have in going into this election. It's not a choice any longer between, well, Republicans and Democrats are kind of the same and they have some differences, you know, as we've seen sort of historically. But the clear choices are whether or not, as the president said, we're going to decide whether we, quote, save the American dream or whether we allow a socialist agenda to demolish our cherished destiny. And again, the choices could never be more clear. And for some comparison, this is similar to Reagan versus Carter in 1980. But then in Reagan's reelection in 1984, remember their slogan was, it's morning in America. And that's exactly where President Trump is right now. It's morning in America again, and we can continue on giving opportunity to everybody in this country, or we can sort of slide into, get this, the darkness that Joe Biden had said that we're in right now.
But well, I'm going to tag this in the following manner. This was a great awakening tonight, because when you got Doug Schoen, who I have have spoken to a number of times, who's a Democratic operative and has been for years, when he says the president definitely boosted his chances tonight after delivering one of his best speeches. Well, it was a good speech. It wasn't as good as some of them I've heard. Did it lack a little excitement? Maybe, but I think he was trying to get a lot of points out there. That's what I think was going on. What do you think?
No, I wholeheartedly agree with you, Captain. This was not supposed to be a Trump rally, per se, but President Trump was actually being measured.
All right, well, hold on. We got a caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Sean here in Tampa.
What's up?
Hey, Kyle. Say, I was wondering, Kyle, if you could answer, and then you, Captain, too. What do we do if Joe Biden somehow wins? I mean, honestly, I want to know, what are we supposed to do?
All right.
That's it.
Okay, thanks. Well, Kyle, I'll let you go first, because my opinion is Joe Biden doesn't have a rat's chance in hell. And the reason for that is because yesterday my email was loaded with emails from people claiming to be Democrats saying that they are not going to vote for the Democrats because of what they've done with the police and the emergency services. Now it's your turn.
Yeah, well, I agree with you, of course, Captain. Well, I would say that in the event that that would happen, we were faced with that, I think that we're going to hold true to what makes us, great Americans and what makes us great citizens. Always the same as it ever has been. It would be a very tough fight, but once again, we would have to make the case and we'd have to continue to try to win hearts and minds. I don't think that it would be something like what we saw in 2016 with the hashtag not my president and all these kinds of things. The Democrats just have comported themselves so poorly.
Yeah. Well, let me throw something out there. If Joe Biden were to win, I would predict what would happen then was the Republicans would take control of the House because they would not want Joe Biden in charge of the purse strings based on what he did the last time around with Barack Obama. So I would say the Republicans would keep control of the Senate. They would take control of the House, which means they'd control the purse strings, and that would give Joe Biden a real challenge. But Joe Biden is not going to win based on all the information that I keep getting. And by the way, I've got some stuff here, folks, and I'm going to use it here in a few minutes. I've got some polls. I've got a New York Stock Exchange poll. I've got another iconic indicator. I've got stuff from let's see here. Rasmussen Reports has got a new poll. Wait till I tell you about this stuff. The trends, the polls that are now starting to reflect what's going on. Joe Biden is in big trouble. That's why he said, well, I'm going to go out and get on the campaign trail and visit some battleground states. He has to. He has to. And Kamala Harris is not reflecting it. She's not getting the support. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeedy. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is a product that I take. I not only endorse it, but I take it and I use it and have been for about 4 years because my big problem is arthritis. And it helps me immensely, especially with swelling and inflammation. Now, I will tell you that you can start out with a 1995 3-week quick start. And if you've got arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, knee pain, hip pain, or just general muscle aches and pain from your normal everyday activities, this product will get rid of it. Now, the reason why is because it goes straight to the source of the pain. It's 100% drug-free. It supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort, and also supports healthy joints and muscles. Now, it's only $19.95 to start out with a 3-week quick start. That's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start, and you will know by the end of the third week and probably sooner whether or not this product will work for you. So what you do is you go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Or you can give them a call directly at 800-500-8384 and tell them the captain sent you to get that reduced $19.95 3-week special price. Again, the website, relieffactor.com/captain. Back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, well, cutting back to the chase here, and then I am going to talk about those polls that I got here that are not the ones that you would normally hear from. It's a little something different, but they're very significant. Now, the things that struck me last night, I was listening very intently to the president's speech, and I got a copy of it right here beside me. And I looked it over before he said it because I had a copy of the speech about 30 minutes before he came on to talk. And I was very impressed with what I saw. But the widow of the St. Louis captain, Dorn, his widow, that just really touched everybody's heart that was watching. I mean, if you were a member of Black Lives Matter, I don't know about Antifa, but if you were a matter of Black Lives Matter and you had any type of heart at all, that would have woken you up.
Absolutely. Her story was powerful. It was moving. It was emotional. And, you know, again, what words can you ever say to her, you know, to try to convey just the amount of sorrow that we all feel for, because her husband didn't have to die. I mean, this was an execution.
Yeah.
That was
done on Facebook. Facebook
done on
Live.
Facebook, exactly. And, you know, so again, it's how can you even react to this? It is so horrific. And again, needless. But yet, we're supposed to look all, I guess, past that. We're not mm-hmm. supposed to be interested in it. We're just supposed to, sort of pretend like it didn't happen.
And then you had the parents of the hostage who was killed. She was being held directly by al-Baghdadi, the ISIS commander. And she was one of his sex slaves, is the only way I can describe that.
Yeah.
And then she was killed by him. But the parents they said that the Obama administration didn't do anything for them. Joe Biden never communicated with them at all, never said a word. And I don't even know how Biden is going to address that when they directly, without going after him, but just stating the facts, they directly destroyed any credibility he had about, well, I'm this big security guy, and I did this, and I did that. No, he's the one that didn't want them to go after Osama bin Laden, remember?
Well, exactly. There's the famous quote going around now, Joe Biden's been on the wrong side of every decision, basically.
That comes from Robert Gates.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, you're right. And unfortunately, also, Captain, it takes Joe Biden a long time to catch up to things as well. Case in point, when President Trump shut down travel from China, he was a xenophobe, according to Biden. But later on, Biden sort of caught up. And now, today, or yesterday, that is, for the first time, Biden and Harris started talking about how riots are bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says now they've...
But going back to Kayla, that's where I wanted to go here. Going back to Kayla, I mean, they held up that picture, and they had all they could do to keep from breaking down.
Yeah, yes.
It was very obvious, and it was, again, a very emotional moment, and that had to resonate with somebody somewhere. And then there was Alice Johnson. And her story about getting a second chance, and she's made all the best of it because of something that she did that landed her in jail. And that was a great story, too, for anybody that is looking for a second chance that's made a mistake in life.
Well, absolutely. And that's the thing. She was serving life plus 25 years.
Yep.
And President Trump was able to help.
For something that was a nonviolent crime.
Nonviolent crime, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And she really was able to do lots of things to improve herself and her life in prison by becoming a playwright, she said, a mentor, mm-hmm. certified hospice volunteer, mm-hmm. an ordained minister.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, these are this and her story in particular, again, about second chances. And President Trump, you know, before President Trump ever got into politics, Captain, everybody would laud him. They'd say he was helpful. He'd pay off people's mortgages or, you know, he would do things for people
mm-hmm.
that were just kind. But
yeah.
Suddenly he became this monster.
And then there at the very end, Rand Paul and his wife out there trying to go to their hotel got accosted by a bunch of people that were yelling obscenities at him, and the police had to very quickly get around him and escort him to his hotel. That was that could have been a very bad situation.
It could have been a very bad situation,
mm-hmm.
and how we saw those people were trying to get at him,
mm-hmm.
We could have had a very different story.
All right.
Yeah.
We got a caller here, so here we go. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain, it's William and Buckhead in Atlanta. How are you?
Doing good there, William. Take it away. What you need?
Yeah, just got a few seconds here. Kyle at 0318, make the captain join you in singing. You're doing a good job on that. But
thank you.
I got one thing to add, Captain, on the introduction. Is there any way you can replace W with Trump, like starting Monday until the election's over?
Well, I have to talk to somebody to put that together. That wasn't me that did that. We have people to do that. So I'll see what I can do.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Have a great night.
Yeah, thank you. And you know something? That wouldn't be a bad idea. Like about And together we will make America great again. Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, that would be really cool. Exactly.
Yeah, get that thing in there, because that's his standard line at the end of his speeches. But anyway, we could have had a very serious situation with Rand Paul.
Very much so, and I'm glad that he and his wife are okay. It just goes to show, Captain, that we are, unfortunately, I mean, and I hope that I'm wrong, but we're going past this tipping point or something where people think that mayhem and violence, in fact, that's exactly what Ann Doyne was talking about earlier.
Yeah.
It's not a video game where all of a sudden you can do all this mayhem, she was saying, and then, it all just resets and it's kind of all back to normal. No, this is all real. And people now think that it's okay to hurt other people, rioters and people are looking to do violence, and it's just...
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, the president definitely dismantled the Democrats' just absolute despicable stance on law and order by laying out a stark choice in 2020, and the police union president that spoke tonight from the NYPD, largest union in the city of New York, 50,000 cops are in that, and then the union from around the country that spoke last night. I mean, the police are standing behind President Trump. And, again, I get a lot of emails, and I can't look at all of them, but I look at the ones that, are tagged with something that catches my attention. And Blue Lives Matter is alive and well. People are supporting the police. And for the police that are listening to us right now, we've got your six right here in this program. And the people listening to this program also have your six. We're not going to let this nonsense and crap happen to you. Do everything we can. And by the way, we're on in some of the cities where they've talked about defunding the police. Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, Minneapolis, Chicago area, not Chicago, Chicago, and New York City. We're heard around the area there, not in the city, but around it. So a lot of people that are listening to us, we're letting them know that this can't be done. You can't do this.
Well, exactly right, and we do stand with the law enforcement officers. I mean, the very fact that we can go about our lives with the reasonable assurance that we're going to be safe is only because of them.
Yeah, and I'm going to read something very quickly, and thanks, George, for sending this to me. On law and order, one thing about it, and that is what it is. One law. We have one beautiful law. And once that's restored and fully restored, we will help you. We will help your business. We will help your family. America is founded upon the rule of law. It's the foundation of our prosperity, our freedom, our very way of life. But where there is no law, where there is no opportunity, where there's no justice, where there's no liberty, where there's no safety, where there's no future, we must never give in to anger or hatred. If malice or violence reigns, then none of us is free. I take these actions today with firm resolve and with a true and passionate love for our country. By far, our greatest days lie ahead. Thank you very much. And now I'm going to pay my respects to a very, very special place. Thank you very much. Donald Trump said that. No matter, we'll be back. Kyle Warren is with us. Don't go nowhere. I'm coming right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump spoke at the Republican convention accepting the nomination for president.
My fellow Americans, tonight with a heart full of gratitude and boundless optimism, I profoundly accept this nomination for President of the United States.
And the president also invited Democrats, independents, and anyone else who wanted to join his campaign.
The Republican Party, the party of Abraham Lincoln, goes forward united, determined, and ready to welcome millions of Democrats, independents, and anyone who believes in the greatness of America and the righteous heart of the American people.
In his acceptance speech, the president spoke on Second Amendment rights, school choice, law and order, bringing troops home, and freedom of speech. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Now, I've been a customer of Geico for 14 years. They've saved me a bunch of money, and I'm so happy I found them and vice versa. And Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. Now, if you want to save money in your insurance, just like I do mine, here's what you do. You go to the website Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and they can give you coverage for the car or the truck that you're driving. They can also cover your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV. And if you are a homeowner and have homeowner's insurance or even renter's insurance, they can bundle that with your automobile policy, and you can save even more money. And if you're a safe driver... There's the wood knocking on it. If you're a safe driver, you get 10% off every year. And the other thing they did this year with the pandemic is they rolled back their rates 15% below where they were at to begin with. So this is the year to save money and get started with Geico and find out what I know. That is, I saved a bunch of money and I'm still saving money. Yep, I do check my policy rates to make sure, and they still save me money. Best place I've been able to go so far. They've taken really good care of me. Geico, G-E-I-C-O. .com is the place to go to. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I just want to wrap a couple things up here before we get into talking about the hurricane that's now a tropical depression. Voters are more likely to identify with President Trump than Democratic nominee Joe Biden when it comes to the big issues. They also give Donald Trump a slightly better chance these days of having a successful presidency because Joe Biden continues to fall by the wayside. Now, a new Rasmussen Reports national telephone and online survey finds that 40% of likely U.S. voters say Trump's views are closest to their own when they think about the major issues facing the nation. 34% say Biden's views are closest to their own. Now, get this one about Congress. 9% identify mostly with the average Republican in Congress, while slightly more, 11%, line up with the average congressional Democrat when it comes to the major issues. Now, that's pretty pathetic right there, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Now, there is an iconic indicator that came out that tells me that Creepy Joe, Sleepy Joe, Crumbly Joe is not going to win this year. It's called the New York Stock Exchange poll, and it's a poll that's done of people that invest in the stock exchange that go to the website, the U.S. Stock Exchange, okay? And this is based on the U.S. stock market. 87% of the people polled believe Donald Trump will win over Joe Biden at 13%. Those are the numbers, and that's unbelievable. That's amazing.
It really is. Well, I think, you know, they're looking at the reality of the economy, the big blow that the economy has taken, of course, and they're looking at what President Trump represents, his approach to the relationship between government and business and the economy generally, and I think that's reflected in this poll.
But it's coming back. It may have gone down. We may have taken a shot in the, or a kick in the butt, whatever you want to call it, but it's coming back. We've got a tremendous shot in the arm. The president's been doing the right things to get this economy back. Now, we also heard yesterday, here's a good one for you, that Pelosi and Mr. Meadows are talking back and forth about possibly coming up with a 2.2 stimulus bill, but the future of that's still uncertain, but they at least started to talk again about it. And Pelosi's getting a lot of flack over this, I might add.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I've heard that they had like a 25-minute phone call, and they're still at a big impasse.
Yeah.
But you know, Captain, as you said, yeah, I think Pelosi's getting a lot of blowback on this.
Yeah, and I got a comment here from one of the listeners about what you think about Joy Reid of MSNBC and what she said. Okay, well, here I go, and I'm going to tell you what I thought. Joy Reid, the moron known as Joy Reid, MSNBC host, and yes, I use the word moron, said, and I quote, "The RNC trotted out black people to make racism accessible." What a moronic statement to make.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, that just takes the cake. Yeah. You know, basically, it's like she, like others on the network there and other TV people we've heard, they seem to be sort of stuck in this institutionalized sort of stagnation of thought, basically, because,
yeah,
again, it's, you know, they didn't roll out black people to make racism acceptable. That's preposterous.
And I'm going to go to the phone lines. You got another caller. Good morning, caller. Who is this, Ian?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. All right.
You're kind of garbled on me. I don't know what's going on. Can you do something better there?
Yeah, what about now?
That's better.
Okay, I just wanted to say that we're going on 72 hours now, and there's still one less white beater, meth head, and drug addict, and one less pill pusher and felon in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Free Kyle Rittenhouse. Kyle Rittenhouse didn't do anything wrong. Thanks, bye.
All right, well, that's totally up to the police and the state's attorney, because they charged him, I believe, Kyle, with, and he's talking about the young man that killed the two people in self-defense and wounded another one. There's videos, and I don't know which video's right. I've seen two different videos showing him defending himself, and then one that showed him as an aggressor to begin with, so I don't know what's accurate.
Well, we know that I think there are some six counts. I think
correct.
One of them, at the very least, I think may carry a mandatory life sentence. But yes, the investigation is going on, and you're right. There's disparate information about this, and so we're going to have to let this, you know, take its course here. And based on what we know and based on what we find, then we'll see what happens. But the whole thing is a terrible, terrible tragedy to begin with. And so, obviously, people have lost their lives, and that's where the investigation is going to go.
And for the next 2 days in Washington, D.C., they've got two big-time marches. The one today is going to be a march that has something to do with honoring Martin Luther King's march in Washington, D.C., when he had that big rally and all that stuff. And the other one's going to be Saturday, where Al Sharpton is going to have a big rally. We're being told there's 1,000 buses coming in from around the country for that one, and his National Action Network.
Wow, well, here comes Al Sharpton again, obviously, but... We'll see how that goes. Hopefully that nothing will, there won't be any clashes of any kind, and people will just have their chance to say what they want to say.
And like I said, it's two of them. The first one today and the second one on Saturday. So we'll see what goes on there.
Yep.
Now, the other thing is the damage from Hurricane Laura is intense. And a lot of things that used to be there aren't there. Some things have been pulverized, homes torn apart, businesses torn apart. They had that big fire in Lake Charles at the chemical plant there, telling people to stay indoors because of the chemicals that were there, hazardous fumes and smoke in the air. And the entire Louisiana National Guard has been mobilized, some 7,000, to assist residents, and they're scattering out all over the state, because when you take a look at what's going on in the state, and I'm not going to do anything that we're not going to say here in the next segment, you've got Louisiana right now devastated when it comes to water and flood damage, and where the wind damage was, it was just total devastation. 150-mile-an-hour winds will do that, won't they?
Yes, very much so. And I think at least four people were
six,
killed.
Six.
Well, six altogether.
Up to four, six now.
Yeah, four killed by trees evidently falling in Louisiana. And then one man actually died of carbon monoxide poisoning. He had a generator running inside of his residence.
Yeah, and you know, that's something the governor had to say something again to the people. Say, look, if you got a generator, put it outside. It should be generators should be 25 feet away from the house.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion, based on what I know, based on fumes and wind and this, that, and the other. It should be 25 feet away from the house. You should have enough cord to be able to do that. And if you don't, then, you know, too bad, so sad. But you don't put the thing in your garage and think you're not going to get fumes in your house, and you don't put the thing in your house because then you definitely are going to suck down carbon monoxide, because it's the what we call it, the silent killer. You can't taste it, you can't see it, but you can sure feel it as you go to sleep, and the next thing you know, you don't wake up again.
Exactly. A lot of people have carbon monoxide detectors in their home for that very reason, because their HVAC unit is there and this kind of thing. So it's a safety measure.
Well, hold that thought, folks. We're going to be coming right back with Kyle Warner, professor of politics, and we are going to take a look at the highways and byways out there. Now, things aren't as bad as they were last night. However, there are some roads that are underwater. We're going to try to give you an idea of what that's all about. Sections of I-10 definitely are underwater right now, and impassable in Louisiana. So we'll give you the best we can on all of that. But in the meantime, we will be right back with more. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'm coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and it's our friend and pal and compadre up there in Carrollton, Georgia, Donna Fiducia, and we appreciate her very much doing that. Now, this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, the first one of the morning, is brought to you by your friends at the Pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you. When you see the Pilot or you see the Flying J, pull on in there, get yourself a free cup of coffee. All you got to do is go up to the fuel desk and say, hey, I've been listening to Captain's America Third Watch, and he was talking about you in his radio show. And that's all you got to do. Now, while you're there, become a member of the Drivers Club, because every purchase you make in there, you get points and you get free stuff. You get a chance to get some free stuff, and the first thing you're going to have an opportunity to get is going to be one of those travel mugs. And when you do, you can put hot or cold beverages in there. So there you go. All right, we're going to get started right now.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on, the roads have been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class.
All righty, that's Leland Martin. He's a working class. We're going to cut that a little short because we've got a lot of stuff to talk about here. I'm going to bring Kyle Warren into this. First of all, I'm going to read the weather statement and then give it to Kyle. Now, Laura has weakened to a tropical depression. There'll be a lot of severe thunderstorm risks today, as well as some tornado possibilities. The tropical depression Laura will continue moving east across the mid-Mississippi River Valley on Friday, then into the middle Atlantic states on Saturday. Several inches of rainfall with Laura will continue. A threat for flash flooding, severe thunderstorms will be possible, along with a few isolated tornadoes over the Midwest and a potential for large hail damaging winds over the Mid-South. Now, this system right now has pretty much moved out of Louisiana and the southern part of Mississippi, central part. There are some flood watches and warnings, plenty of them across both of those states and East Texas, too. But, Kyle, let's not forget about what's going on out west. Let's start with the Dakotas, North and South Dakota. I see some bad weather up here.
That's right, Captain. In South Dakota right now, we've got some severe thunderstorms warnings, and that's going to be in the Sioux Falls area and northwest of that as well, and severe thunderstorm watch encompassing a lot, almost half of South Dakota and a little bit of southern North Dakota all the way up to Bismarck right now.
There's a tornado watch just west of I-29, the central part of the state, with a flood warning and watch moving east. Looks like it could be going into Minnesota here pretty quick.
Yes, very much so, yes.
All right, now take us on out west the rest of the way there, Montana and Wyoming, Colorado, New Mexico west.
Well, Captain, in Montana tonight, we've got a lake wind advisory that's up in the northeastern part of the state, and this is going to be north of Billings, Montana. Gusts maybe up to about 30 miles an hour, we understand. Then moving on through the state of Montana, we have a fire weather watch as well in the western part of the state, and that's going to be just west of Helena, but encompassing areas like Missoula. So if you're traveling on I-90, you're going to be in that fire weather watch. That's going to go on over through Spokane, Washington, and down through about the middle of the state when we start running into some air quality alerts in southern Oregon. Traveling on down Reno, Carson City, we've got a dense smoke advisory in that area tonight. Also traveling up 395 north of Reno, you may be in part of that dense smoke. In California, of course, we've got air quality alerts north of San Francisco, all through the Central Valley, and again, that's because those fires continue to burn. The LNU complex fire, which is just south of Fremont, is about 35% contained, and it has, I should say, that's the SCU lighting complex fire, and that's about 35% contained as well. And the LNU complex fire, which is near Napa, Fairfield and Vacaville, just north of those areas right there, that's also 35% contained.
And by the way, you had a situation yesterday where a couple of firefighters got themselves trapped in a wildfire, and a daring rescue was made with a helicopter to get them out of Dodge, and they were able to do it, thank God.
Yes, thank God, absolutely. This is in fact, Captain, the firefighters are asking people to stop trying to help them, as it were, with the hoses at their homes and so forth. It's a very dangerous thing, and they're trying to get people, obviously, to get out of harm's way as well. And so the air quality alerts continue on down through the Central Valley along California 99 and along I-5. And through Los Angeles, still have some heat advisories in Los Angeles area, excessive heat warnings down in near the San Diego County area. And also, if we head over to Arizona, excessive heat warnings in Phoenix, got 109 to 113 degrees there. Las Vegas may see about maybe 115 degrees as well. And so you've got some heat still going on through there. And if you're traveling through the Cajon Pass, you got about 77 degrees tonight, Captain. It's clear sailing all the way up on the 15, and you'll see that pilot and travel center right there as you go along the 15 as you approach 395.
Okay. Well, in Texas, if you're taking I-10 east, you're going to be having some warm temperatures right right about halfway across Texas, going towards San Antonio. And if you're coming across I-20, you're going to have some high heat temperatures from Midland all the way to the Metroplex. And then if you're on I-35, you're going to have some really warm temperatures again going from San Antonio all the way up to the Oklahoma line. Now, the rain right now, the flood watches, the flood warnings, the active rain is actually in the southeastern corner of Oklahoma through the central and northern part of Arkansas. And if you follow I-30 all the way up to Little Rock and then follow I-40 over to Memphis, you'll have rain all the way over there. The northern part of Tennessee as well has got a lot of rain coming in with some flood watches and warnings there. About 50 miles inland from Memphis, Tennessee, you've got rain, and that rain continues on up to Kentucky, where it's in there for about 30 or 40 miles in Kentucky. And then over in the, the southern part, very southern tip of Illinois, you got some heavy rain in there. And the southeastern corner of Missouri is getting a bunch of rain right now. So that would be I-64 east and west in that area. That would be I-40 in Tennessee, east and west, and 55 north and south coming up out of Mississippi up into Memphis and then up towards Arkansas. So there you go. And we also have some rain tonight, I'm noticing, in the central part of Wisconsin. So be advised of that. And that's pretty much the way the wind, the weather is going. I-10, we need to tell you, if you're going east on I-10 coming out of Houston, you're going to have a detour because I-10 in a couple of places is underwater, as you might very well expect from the wall of water that came in. Now, it wasn't quite as high as what they said it was going to be, but it was 7 to 10 feet in a lot of areas through there, and, of course, that's all really low. And between Lafayette and Lake Charles, there's two areas where the interstate is not open tonight. You got to go around it by going up to the north and then cutting across. So that's where we're at with all that. So with that, Kyle, I'm going to bring you back, and we're going to come back to talking about Joy Reid, because Joy Reid was talking to somebody on MSNBC. And, of course, she made that awful comment about the RNC trotted out black people to make racism acceptable. But she also had another comment. And the other comment was, oh, my God, look at all those people without masks and without social distancing. Don't they know they're going to die?
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're going to die, basically, is what she said. But this is, part of that is going to be sort of already baked in and sort of pre-written, how they're going to react to all that. And again, they will look for any kind of thing that they can use to try to make it look as though Donald Trump isn't taking coronavirus seriously. And of course, he is. But unfortunately, Joe Biden was also pretty wrong on a lot of stuff.
Well, I'm going to repeat what I said, and we'll be back with Kyle right after the top of the hour. I'm going to repeat what I said about Joy Reid. She is a moron, okay? Moron. That's M-O-R-O-N for the comments that she made. And by the way, every time she tries to accuse somebody of being racial or whatnot, she's proving that she's the one that is. And these comments here that she made today, these are ridiculous. All right, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Top of the hour news coming. Don't go anywhere. I shall.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100. and have a great time getting there.